You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Fans cheered inside Endeavor Brewing Friday after hearing news that Cleveland Brown owners Jimmy and Dee Haslam were making progress on a deal to keep the Columbus Crew in Columbus. But that largely hinges on whether city and team officials can nail down a deal on a new stadium. Here to talk about that is Pat Murphy. He covers the Crew for the website Massive Report as part of SB Nation. Pat, remind us, what are their problems with Mofre?
It was kind of thrown together quickly and isn't, you know, the nicest of stadiums, especially now as we sit here in 2018 and there's soccer-specific stadiums all over the league. It's just not up to snuff, and it hasn't been completely kept up, and, you know, it's not ideal, especially the location over off of 71. There's just not much around there. And I think that's been a big part of the attendance issues that started this whole thing back, you know, last October.
Yeah, it was missing some what people consider basic stuff, like
Right. Luxury
boxes,
like
non-leaking roofs.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, you mentioned the luxury boxes. That's where you make your money.
There's still no signed deal to keep the team in Columbus, but assuming it goes through, is there any chance they renovate Mofre and stay there, or does the Crew in Columbus mean a new stadium full stop?
I think there's a chance. I know that a lot of the diehard fans really like that stadium, like that location, people that have grown up going there and whatnot. I think it needs to be downtown or you know, somewhere with more accessibility, more to do around it, because you need to attract those casual fans. You need to, you know, have other options for people besides, you know, standing in the parking lot tailgating. Depending on how things go, I think that is a possibility, but I would say more than likely, if all things go as planned, you see a new stadium here in the future.
Where do you think the next stadium might be?
I know they've looked at a couple sites. The main one that's been talked about and that these new potential owners I know have visited is down by Huntington Park Nationwide. And from what I understand, the Columbus Partnership run by Alex Fisher has more or less secured that land if and when this happens and they want to build down there.
Jimmy Haslam is a multi-billionaire. Mm-hmm. He could afford to build the nicest stadium in the country if he wanted. Is there any chance that the city forces his hand, makes him pay for it, or are we likely to see public money going towards this project?
I think that's a really interesting question, because when they built Mofre, it was done by Lamar Hunt. They leased the land from the Ohio Expo Center and whatnot. So this hasn't had to be dealt with yet. I think the fact that you're getting an owner, like you said, like Jimmy Haslam, that could afford to do that is a positive sign in terms of taxpayers not having to be a part of building a stadium. But even millionaires, billionaires don't always like to spend their money on those type of things, strangely. So I think that's a good question. And that's, you know, a potential roadblock down the road that, you know, hasn't really been talked about yet, just because there's been so much else, you know, everyone involved with this has had to worry about. So it'll be really interesting to see as this gets finalized and we're going forward with the next steps of things, you know, how stadium talks go. And you know, that is going to be a big question, is where the money comes from.
This news broke just about 2 weeks before the final home game of the season on October 28th. Mm-hmm. What kind of atmosphere do you expect?
I expect it'll be pretty great. I think it was going to be either way a pretty emotional, exciting atmosphere. A lot of former players are already planning to come back. A lot of the supporter section people are planning on camping out the night before. There's a lot going on with that final game. Obviously, the team is pushing for the playoffs, so it's an important game for the end of the season. And yeah, I think it'll be an exciting game for everyone involved.
Pat Murphy covers the Crew for the website Massive Report as part of SB Nation. We've been talking about the possibility of a new stadium in light of news that the team could be staying in Columbus. Thanks so much, Pat.
Thank you.